The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All this I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon. I already miss you guys. It's been a long time, I think, since I said the 12:30 Mass. So, what happened last week on the gospel? You forgot? Okay. But today the gospel is telling us that Jesus Christ was led by whom? By the Spirit. Where? To the desert? For what? To be tempted. The Spirit itself led Jesus Christ to the desert to be tempted. And so how can sometimes ourselves don't want to be tempted? You know, there was a discussion not long ago about the way we recite the Our Father, because he says, "And deliver us from temptation." And I don't know exactly but in Spanish, it does not say deliver us from temptation. It says help us to endure temptation. And that's what we should be doing. Because the gospel today is telling us, is speaking about the reality of life. And there is a reality that most of us don't want to accept. That's the reality of Satan. You see? We are so afraid of Satan that we don't even want to think about him. But we do the things that he likes. You see? We do the way that he likes us to be, but we don't want to think that these things are leading us to him. And the gospel is very clear. You see, at the beginning of the ministry of Jesus, he was led to the desert to prepare himself in prayer, in fasting, and abstinence. And that's when the devil saw this is real already. When he was already feeling that he was losing the battle. That's why he came stronger and tempted Jesus. You see how arrogant of the devil to tempt his own Lord, because he knew who Jesus was. And still, he thought that he could tempt Jesus by what? By using his own word. by using his own word. You see? Now, there is another point that we have to realize on these temptations. This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry, and he is being tempted. And this temptation will show itself again at the moment of what? At the moment of crucifixion. If you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us. If you really are the Son of God, then raise to life your grandfather David. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. It's the same temptation, just in different words. Now, my brothers and sisters, what was the reason that Satan came and tempted Jesus? His only goal was so that Jesus would do away with the cross. He was trying to make Jesus do it in a different way. He was telling him, don't take the cross. You are God. You can do it in another way. You can save the world in a different way. You don't have to suffer. You are God yourself. Why do you have to suffer? But Jesus embraced the cross, even though he knew that he could have done something else. And why? You see, Jesus is still there, but it's not because he is weak. It's not because he could not have done anything else. Certainly he could have done something different. But because he knows that we need him, he remains on the cross to remind us that he did it himself and that he will help us carry our own cross. But the thing is that we don't like to carry the cross. You see? The cross should be taken joyfully, knowing that the cross will lead us to something better, maybe not here, but in the next. And the gospel tells us that very clear when it says, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and angels came to minister him. You see, it was when Jesus rejected all of these offerings of Satan that the grace and the reality of who he was came. No? So, my dear brothers and sisters, the reality of temptation is something that we will never do away with. Temptation will be all the time there from the beginning of our life until the last moment of our life. But that doesn't mean that we have to fall on temptation. You see, I like to put temptation on this way. Temptation is just like a dog who is barking at you, but is chained. Get close to it and it will bite you. But if you keep walking straight, he will only bark. That is Satan. Satan is a mad dog, is an angry dog that is always and every moment barking at us, but is chained because of that, because Jesus Christ embraced the cross. That's why Satan is chained, but get close to it and he will bite you and he will change you to him. You see? Temptation will never go away. You might be 80 years old, 90 years old, you might be 10 minutes before your death, and temptation will still be there. But temptation is not in itself a sin. Temptation is only an invitation to sin. But it is something good because it makes us grow spiritually and even personally. Because we learn to see what is good and what is bad, and it strengthens our will. It gives us fortitude against the trials of life when we choose to say no to what is bad and say yes to what is good. That's exactly what Jesus did. No? He did. He rebuked the devil by saying, no, what you are offering me, it is beautiful, but there is something else. There is something beyond what you are just looking. You see? And so, these temptations will never go away, and it comes to us in three ways. In pleasure, in power, and possession of goods. Pleasure, Jesus Christ was also tempted on that area of human pleasure. Jesus Christ was also tempted in that area of being powerful. Jesus Christ was also tempted in that area of possession. Now, these things can be presented to us in different ways. Pleasure can come from different places, from different areas of our life. From alcohol, from lust, from food, from speaking about others, from judging. Power can also be manifested in different ways. When we want to be always the one in control. I am the man of the house. I am in control. I am better than everyone else. I am in control. I don't need to listen to that priest. He is young. What does he know about life? I am in control. I don't want to listen to the scriptures. It's only a book. I am in control. And that is basically possession. You see, possession can be about possessing something materially, but also about being possessive of everything else. Because when we become possessive, we want to be always in control. And we treat the rest of the world as our own possession, as if I own everything, as if I own my wife. Yes, it's your wife, but you do not own her as your personal thing. There is a difference about using things, possessing things for the good. You see, sometimes we love things and we use people. We should love people and use things. Okay? So there is a difference about possessing someone than having someone to love, than having someone who will love you. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us be careful, because St. Paul is telling us that just like on the first reading, sin came about for one man, and salvation comes also from one man. St. Paul tells us the effect of these sinful occasions. You might be thinking that nobody knows about what I am doing. Nobody knows of my sins. Nobody knows that I have been cheating. Nobody knows that I have been using people. Nobody knows that I have been using my influence to go up and up. The thing is that St. Paul tells us, sin might be personal, but it is also communal. And it's just common sense. If the head of the house is not in the right path, where do you think that the ones following him is going to go? Maybe at first sight you will not see it that way, but after 20 years then you will remember. What happened? Why is my life this way? Why are my children this way? Why is my wife that way? Why is my husband that way? Where did these attitudes came about? It's the result of sin. Because when we learn how to overcome these temptations and learn how to listen to the Lord, there is only one thing that He is teaching us. Love each other. And from love, everything follows: patience, charity, fortitude, all of these things will come out if we just learn how to love. But the thing is that we act sometimes like Adam and Eve. That even though we know that we are doing something wrong, what do? We rationalize things. I did it because of. If they do it, why should I not? It was not me, it was her. It was not me, it was him. But that person is the one who tempted me. But at the end, we have our own choice. It is us and nobody else. Even though you were tempted, even though you were in the situation and you had nothing else to do, you took your choice. It is us. So my dear brothers and sisters, Lenten season, it is a season for us not to be afraid of what we have done, not to be afraid to realize that we are doing wrong. On the contrary, it is a time for us to see that there is hope. All we have to do is to point the wrongs that we are doing and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Because the way we sin, the way the Lord will also be ready to give forgiveness to us. All we have to do is to say, Lord, have mercy on us and help me with your grace to keep on going through life. Just like we say on the Our Father, give us the grace to overcome temptations. Give us the grace to forgive as we are forgiven. When we understand that we are forgiven, then we understand that we have to change. And that is all, that is what love is all about communicating love in the way that love has been given to us through the cross, through the suffering of Jesus Christ. Let us profess our faith. I believe in God.